We're News Talk 1590 KVTA Ventura.
The following is a paid program. Gold Coast Broadcasting is not responsible for its content.
Tom Spence receives additional compensation for his participation during this paid program.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning. If you are up right now, you're crazy. I don't know. But anyways, I'm glad that you are here starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. I am your host. We've got a full studio. We got lots to talk about. And I do want to invite you to call in. Our number here is 805-650-1590. That's 805-650-1590. Write that down. We got lots and lots to give away. I do want to say good morning to my husband, Lou. How are you doing, Lou?
All right, hon. How are you?
Good. Long time no see, huh?
I know.
We've been working our tails off. And also Tom. How are you doing, Tom?
Everything's well.
Very good. And Sean. What's up, Sean?
I'm here, aren't I? No,
you got it. All right. All right. And we have a full studio. We've got Heather Porter here from Bank of Books. And I'm so glad you are a part of our team.
Well, good morning, hey, Kim. Heather. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, welcome, welcome. And, of course, we got Tiffany here, but Tiffany's she's here for support, but I do want to mention her. Also, we have Beaumont Bacon here from of the three blonde moms.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm getting away because she needs to get more coffee in my veins.
I love it. I love it. I want to find out if you brought your bacon with you.
I did, Cicely. You smell it?
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. I love it. I love it. Well, gosh, I'm really excited. We are going to be having a ladies' night out. That's right, huh, Beaumont?
We are indeed.
Yeah, and what we're going to do, that is this coming Thursday at the Civic Arts Plaza, 7:30. Be there. Be
or
there.
Be square.
Be there or be square, exactly. We've got the Kim Pagano Show. You can go online and get tickets and get 15% off if you just mention Kim. That's all you have to do. Plus, I do have some VIP tickets that I'd like to give away on our show. We've been giving away. We've been promoting this. This is so much fun. I think laughter is the best medicine you can ever have, and that's what this is about. It's about being on the brighter side
of the 805.
You got it. All right, and that's what we talk about. We also, I'm really excited. We got Julie Lugo coming on. And we are going to be talking about the new grand opening of the Youth Skate Park. And that is in the city of Piru. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about that. And, you know, we just bring you all the fun stuff that's happening out here. So I do want to, again, give out our phone number here, 805-650-1590. That's 650-1590. We've got tickets. On my 2 o'clock show, we will be talking with Danion Brinkley. And, you know, talk about the brighter side. He saw the light. He died and came back and to life, and he wants to talk about it. And so he's going to be talking Saturday, November 16th from 1 to 4, and we will be giving tickets away for that. And let me tell you, if you have any fear about dying or anything like that, Sean, I mean, you know, we were talking to him briefly, right? And he wasn't it pretty amazing?
Just the story. I mean, you hear lightning doesn't strike twice, but for this guy,
yeah,
it does.
He died twice, and one time for 26 minutes.
Yeah.
So when you say, hey, this is going to kill you, he's like, hey, been there, done that.
Yeah. not to mention a lot since then, he works with hospice care and end-of-life scenario. I mean,
yeah, so, you know, in fact, we were just at the Taste the other night, and I met a bunch of ladies. Really great shout-out to all these ladies out there. And they were talking about that they work for hospice and that there's a you know, they do a lot of work. So if you have a need for, you know what, he says it's going to be the best time of your life. That's what it's all about, is really making this time the best time of your life. So anyways, I do want to, again, remind you that you are here joining us on the Kim Pagano Show. every Saturday from 6 to 7, and then again from 2 to 3. We always have two completely different shows with completely different guests. And I think Julie just walked in. Was that right? Hey,
good
Julie.
Morning.
How are you doing?
I'm great.
Good. Tell us a little bit. You've got the grand opening coming up of the skate park, right?
Yes, we have the grand opening of the Piru Town Square Skate Park in Piru, California. It is an unincorporated area of Ventura County.
Ooh.
And we are almost at the LA County, Ventura County border.
Uh-huh.
So we are going to be having this event on November 16th.
I know. We got another event. Okay, very good. My son is passionate about skating. I'm telling you, he just got his license. So I'm like, oh, how do we get him there, you know? But I'm going to get him there. So you've got lots of good stuff to talk about. So we're going to talk with Julie. We got lots to talk about. I do want to start off right now and open up our phone lines. And all the way through our show, what we're going to do is just get your name and your phone number, and we're going to get you entered for all these things that we have going on here. Again, the Danion Brinkley over in Westlake at the Center for Spiritual in Westlake off of 880 Hampshire Road. We got Three Blonde Moms next Thursday at the Civic Arts Plaza. We've got, and also I have tickets still. Today is the Blue and Gray over at Terra Rajada. I want to give a couple more tickets away. We got VIP over there. And so if you are interested in going to any of these things, also Midtown Cafe, really great. My husband and I have been doing our
restaurant sampling.
Yeah, well, our restaurant sampling, right? But also we have our mixer at home, right?
Our
juicing. And Midtown Cafe is amazing. They've got some really great, they're local and they're healthy. And that's all I can say about it. And you definitely got to go try it. So I've got gift certificates for there too. So I do want to start our show again. Give us a call right now at 805-650-1590. You'll be talking with Cheryl. And just get your name on the list. Get your name on the list. I want to talk to you all and see who's out there, see who's awake. And you're listening to The Brighter Side of the 805. All right. All right. So let's first start off with Heather Porter from Bank of Books. And it's an independent family-owned bookstore serving the California coastlands and the world, really. You guys got enough books in there for everybody. But not only that, is you've got another location, two locations in out here, Ventura Oxnard, right?
Yes, we do.
And then a new one in Malibu, correct?
Yeah, we just opened that this last year.
Yeah. So, you know, I have to just do a shout out to your dad, okay? Because when I first started my show back on 1400, your dad was so sweet. He called me up and also emailed me. He left me a message and just said, I just want to tell you, you're doing a great job. Mm-hmm. You're such an inspiration. And I was like, oh, I love that. So I want to do a thank you. I always remember that. He was one of my first callers, and he was like, keep doing what you're doing. And that's what this is all about. It's really just spreading good and you know, giving back. That's what it's all about. So tell us a little bit about Bank of Books and you know, what you guys do there.
Yeah, well, my dad's been in doing bookstore having bookstores his whole life. His parents got into it in the 50s, and so he's been it's in his blood, really.
Yeah.
And so he started a Bendigo bookshop in Midtown in 1998, and so that was 15 years ago.
Where did that name come from?
It's a biblical name.
Okay.
It's in the Bible and Daniel, and it just talks about how these three Israelites, they Lord blessed them with wisdom and knowledge, and so my dad just thought that would be a great name. It's an A, so it starts at the beginning of the alphabet. So when we list in the
You're
phone
right there,
book,
the
we'd
first
be at the top.
One. Okay, I like it. So what type of books does Bank of Books stock?
We stock everything. Most people think we're just used, but we actually carry a whole bunch of new books too.
Oh.
We can get them within the week, especially if it's not something we have in the store.
So people can go in there and order, and right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't necessarily keep them on the shelves, but like I said, we can get them within a week, especially like new releases, popular bestsellers, like
popular new releases like Doppelganger.
I know, Doppelganger.
There we go.
Yeah, that's right, Sean
Stern. I had to plug myself there.
Just I was going to do it anyways, but you know what, Sean Stern, he actually wrote his own book. It's a great book. I mean, it's funny. I've been like teasing people, like they're like, and everybody's asked me, is it Today World or is it you know?
Yeah, it's today.
It's today,
yeah.
World. Okay, I was like, I don't know. I got to ask him that. Yeah. I've been pumping you.
It's sci-fi and, you know, speculative fiction, but it's definitely set for today.
So you did a book signing at the Malibu one, correct?
Yeah, I did.
How was that?
Well, the Malibu one is kind of an interesting store because it's like partnered up with a coffee shop.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a fun little vibe there because you got the coffee shop kind of vibe and then you got the bookstore vibe and... It was a fun experience, and it's Malibu. It's a local. It was literally my local three
that's
blocks
like,
away.
Yeah,
so
you're
it's my local
out.
Bookstore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that was really fun. So okay, so tell us. I understand that Bank of Books is being considered for a small business grant right now, and I've been all over Facebook trying to help you guys get your last votes and stuff. So people need to go on right to Facebook and vote for you.
Yes, they can go to our Facebook page, which if you have a Facebook page, you just search for Bank of Books, and we should come up at the top, and then that on our Facebook page has the link that you can go to, and you actually use your Facebook account to vote for us. And we have like 26 more votes we need
or
something.
That's it? Okay, then, everybody, yeah. Come on. We're going to do that this weekend. I've been all over it. I mean, I love it. It's when it's something that is going to help people and be authentic. What is it exactly? You know, what's funny is I actually last week had Allie Brown on, and she was promoting it. And then all of a sudden we talked, and it was like, oh my gosh, I just promoted that. So what a great cause, and it's a grant.
Yeah,
correct?
So Chase Bank is really into supporting the community across the nation, communities across the nation. And so they've come up with this grant program that they award 12 small businesses.
I love it. I love it. So
a $250,000 grant, which is
huge.
Awesome.
Huge, huge.
Yeah.
So
we want to give you the Pagano bump. How do we?
I don't know what that is.
It's like the Colbert bump.
Yeah, Kim Pagano bump. Okay,
yeah. Bumping the ratings. Yeah. What can our listeners do? To help you
go out and vote. So we turn in our applications. The next step is we need 250 votes by the 15th. So next Friday, this coming Friday.
Right.
And so like I said, we're about around 30 more
left
votes
to go
that we need. And then we go in the running with the thousands of other small businesses that applied. And hopefully they're like, yeah, we want
so
a bookstore in Ventura to get this money.
Positive thinking. Thinking it's already done. You're already getting your check, right? So go on either the Kim Pagano Facebook and like us and share and vote. I've got it all written all over there. Or go to bankofbooks.com, correct?
Oh, yeah. You can go to our website, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or your website.
Or Facebook.
Or Facebook. So what's your Facebook, Bank of Books?
It's / Bank of Books. Yeah.
Okay, great.
We made it easy.
So also, you guys do a lot of fundraising.
We did. We actually just started this whole program this past summertime. And we reached out to the nonprofits in the community, and we wanted to offer them a place where they could come and promote what they're doing, and also make some of the sales from that event. And so we're actually doing 30% of the sales from the events that they set up with us, which is really unheard of. Most people are like 10%, 15%. And so we have some really neat nonprofits, like we have the Ventura County Deputy Sheriff's Association, Charitable Trust. It's kind of a
long tongue twister.
Yeah. But they're actually going to be there today, doing their fundraiser.
Oh, very cool.
And
okay. Go ahead. Oh. That's awesome. I love when we're giving back. Because really, we get it in return. It's a tenfold. I mean, that's what it's all about. Give out the address of all your locations so that all my listeners get to know.
Okay. We have Bank of Books, which is downtown Ventura, and it's in the 700 blocks of 748 East Main Street. And then in Midtown is a Bendigo Bookshop at 2682 East Main. The outlet is in Oxnard down on Hemlock at 3757 West Hemlock. And the Malibu store is in the Point Doom Village, and I actually don't know their address by heart.
That's okay. It's right there, right?
Yeah. You can't miss it. Heathercliff and PCH.
Yeah. There you go. It's in a cute little center right there. So question, I have one other thing. You talk about trade and discount programs. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so we saw kind of a need in the community years ago that people didn't know what to do with their books that they didn't want anymore, and they didn't want to throw them away. And that's kind of what happens to a lot of books when you donate them, because they don't have space to put them and store them. So we came up with this discount trade system that you just bring in your used books just to Bendigo, just that one location. And we process them, and then you get to use that value we give them towards half off of your purchases on any used product that we have. So it keeps the cost for our customers down, and it also helps recycle books and allow it to keep our costs down too, because then we can put those back on the shelf and sell them at a cheaper price. And
very good.
It's kind of a win-win.
I love win-wins. That's mm-hmm. what we're all about here on the brighter side of
the 805.
That's right. And here's a question. You have a lot of book signings, right? And I know you got Terry Riley coming up, right? And
in December.
Yeah. And so tell us, I mean, you got, where do we find the schedule?
Okay, we have both a calendar on our website and on our Facebook. There's the event tab across the top, kind of. And so you can find our events for both of whatever's going on at any of our locations on both of those places.
Okay.
And we have multiple signings coming up. We have music, live music coming up in the second week of December. We have tours that Richard Sennett, he always does tours out of our store. He has two more, I think, for the end of this year that you can get.
The Victorian and the Haunting and all that, right?
He's a ghost hunter, so if you're into that, that's...
Hey, we were talking about ghosts, and Daniel here said, he actually believes in them, so you never know. You know, it's all about, it's a mm-hmm. little bit of everything. Well, I love it. I'm so glad that you are part of the Kim Pagano Show team.
Thanks.
And we're going to be posting all of these great events. And again, go on Facebook, go on their website, bankofbooks.com or Bank of Books Facebook or Kim Pagano, the Kim Pagano Show Facebook, and vote for them. You only need
30.
Maybe, about 30. It's like 26.
I bet
you
it's going to be like 20 right now.
Yeah.
So
let's
all right. Please, out there, that's what I'm looking for. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. What we're going to do right now is I want to give away a Midtown Cafe gift certificate. And we will take caller number 5. caller number 5 at 650-1590. That's 650-1590. And stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and good morning. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And we got lots of phone calls and lots of people happening, and it's all good. We got a full studio here. We got Tom, Sean. We got Lou. My husband's here. He's not working today. Maybe a little later, right? Exactly. I don't know. But anyways, we got Beaumont, and we've got Jules here.
Good
and
morning.
We've got a full studio, and we got Cheryl on our phones. And our phone number here is 650-1590. 650-1590. We've got so much to give away. You want to call us at 650-1590. We've got Danion Brinkley, and he died and came back to life, and he wants to talk about it. And he's going to be talking on Saturday, November 16th, 1 to 4, over at the Center for Spiritual Living. Also, we've got tickets to the Blue and Gray. That is today and tomorrow at Terra Rajada. And that is the Civil War reenaction, right?
Yeah. And actually, yeah, so Danion's going to be on our 2 o'clock show.
Yes, he's going to be on our 2 o'clock. And then Lyle and everybody was on a couple weeks ago. But yeah. I still have a couple tickets, and I'd love to give them away today if somebody wants to go to that. That is today and tomorrow. So just give us a call, get your name in, and we'll let you know. Also, we've got tickets to Three Blonde Moms, which is next Thursday, and that is over at the Civic Arts Plaza, and that is 7:30, and I'm having a ladies' night out, and we're going to have a meet and greet right after.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we're going to be able to meet all my listeners and all your fans, and, you know, I could be one of those moms. No.
Yes, you
no,
could. No, well, no. We have the little cocktail kiosk right after the show.
There you go. I love it. I love it. But it's all about having fun, and that's what we're doing here on the Kim Pagano Show.
The brighter side of the 805.
That's right. That's right. And we have Jules here. And, you know, I saw this happening. My son said, oh, it's already open, Mom, and everything. I'm like, oh, ho, wait a minute. I'm going to talk about that because I'm really passionate. I've got one son that loves to skate and one son that loves to race. And so we got a need for speed in our house.
Oh, okay.
So anyways, tell us about, I know you've worked really hard on this, and so it's opening up next Saturday, the 16th, right?
Yes.
And it's the town of Piru. The town of Piru, mm-hmm. And it's Town Skate Park, right?
Yes, Piru Town Skate Park. Piru is, like I said, an unincorporated area of Ventura County. We're at the edge of the LA County-Ventura County border. Most people know it by Lake Piru.
Okay.
So the skate park has been in development for about 12 years. The kids of Piru had brought it up to the neighborhood council about things that they had wanted. There had been some monies received back when the earthquake happened, the Northridge earthquake, and Piru was badly hit. And so they had this money that was put aside to do some redevelopment in the town, but it sat frozen for a long time. So about 12 years ago, a group of kids came to the neighborhood council when the county was there talking to them about things that they'd like to see happen in Piru, and a skate park was one of those things that was mentioned. So in 2009, they were revisited again. There was some money available for the expansion of the Piru Town Square project, which included a train depot. And if anybody's familiar with the train that runs through Fillmore Western Railroad, they expanded into the town. And so they use that train, bringing people out to visit the small shops or the...
Now, they don't skate on that, do they?
They're not supposed to, which is why we got the skate park. They wanted to keep those kids off the concrete there.
Good question, though, Beaumont. We want to make sure where they're skating.
So when the money became available, they invited all of the kids back to come and start helping to make the plans for the skate park.
Oh, my gosh. So they let them be hands-on.
Very much so.
I love that.
Yeah, there were about 20 kids that were involved in designing the skate park. And so they are all now adults because this has been going on for such a long time. So a lot of them are coming back for this.
Now is this only for skateboarding, or are there also like trick rollerblading?
Rollerblading,
all that bikes.
No bikes. That's the only thing. But
that'll make the skaters happy.
Yeah, but we've had the bikes out there, but they're not supposed to be out there. Piru's, it's a little hard to enforce in Piru.
So let me ask you a question. As a mom over here, right, do you have to wear helmets?
You are required to wear helmets. Yay. And that's part of what Skate Piru is about.
Okay, I love it, because there's a lot of places, you know, I mean, gosh, You just, it's like you break your head, you're dead. Okay, there's this, that's what we say to our kid, and yet
but
so.
Can you come back?
Like, yeah, there you go. This is true. I don't even want to take that chance, you know. But, you know, I mean, and even a lot of the pro skaters don't wear helmets all the time.
Right.
And so it's like I just go, they're like, well, he doesn't wear it, you know. So I'm happy to hear that.
Definitely.
So what are we going to find out on next Saturday?
Next Saturday we have Q1047 coming out, and they are going to help us with a fundraiser / safety equipment drive.
Oh, very
so
cool.
We are asking for people to come with new or slightly used safety equipment, skateboards, any scooters that they want to donate to, because there's quite a few kids that don't have access to those things.
Okay.
Some of the kids are they're out there, and we don't want them hitting their heads. Piru is about 30 minutes in either direction from a hospital.
Nice.
Yeah, so we've seen quite a few of them. Out of maybe 30 kids that have been out there at any given time, 5 of them have helmets.
Yeah.
And they're little. And, you know, we've seen
ones with the moms.
We've seen the collisions. We've seen the, you know, the tears. And so that's what Skate Piru is about. Like I said, Q1047 will be out there with raffles and giveaways. We are inviting all of the community to come out and enjoy the park. We have some live music happening at our gazebo. We also have a food truck, two food trucks. One of them, Belly Bombs, which is an Asian fusion truck.
Ooh, okay.
With some really great hot wings. And another one is Ventura Highways Rock and Roll and Rotisserie. And they are coming out and donating their time to help us just, you know, have a great time at the
community.
Skate park.
Yeah, there you
for
go.
For the community.
For the community. There you go. Okay, and so it's about 15 minutes west of Valencia and Magic Mountain, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What time are you starting?
We are starting at 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
And we'll be going until 6 o'clock.
Okay.
We have the Focus Apparel skate team that's coming out to do a demonstration.
Oh.
And it's going to be fun.
You set it all up, huh?
Yes.
So what kind of jumps, you know, since I'm so into this, okay,
jumps, it's bowls.
Okay,
yeah.
Bowls, yeah.
And
is
stairs
there...
and rails and...
All of that. That's
yeah.
I have some beautiful pictures that we're going to be posting onto our Facebook page, and I can send them
okay,
to you.
Perfect.
The pro skaters that have been coming out have loved the park. They said it's really well designed.
Well, if the kids figured it out, they probably put first class right there what they wanted. I love that.
Not
it's like,
too.
You know,
yeah.
what an opportunity.
No, I used to when I was young. I'm too old to do that
so
now.
So what is your passion?
What do you mean? I go skate?
Yeah, my husband's
I'm accident
scary.
Prone.
So is my husband.
Helmet.
Yeah. But what was your passion to help this?
One day I was coming home from school, and I happened to see all of the kids sitting out along the bowl, and they were just sitting there. And nobody was skating. They were just sitting there talking. And I thought that was the coolest thing, because they had wore themselves out, and they were just enjoying it. And I thought that, you know, they really deserve a really great grand opening. And what happened was the county was only going to be able to do a ribbon cutting on Thursday, which they did this past Thursday at 4 o'clock. And most of our kids are in Fillmore Unified School District, so they get bused to and from Piru to go to school, and the bus doesn't get there till 4:15. So they missed it.
Oh.
Yeah, and so I thought, you know, I have some friends that might be able to help that are in entertainment, and I thought, let's do something big. And so not only do we have the grand opening, but we also have a graffiti mural project that's happening with a group called The Lab from here in Ventura. And they teach kids about the consequences of graffiti and happens when they get in trouble.
Oh, I so want them on my show. Oh, that would be totally cool. I think that's you know, there is an art, but it's not on our property. And so I think that's so important. Wow.
Yeah. And so they have donated their time. They are bringing all of the materials. We have some walls that were donated from a movie set. And they have they will be set up between the skate park and our gazebo area.
I've seen we were at one of the get-togethers, and it was on plywood, and there are painters on it, and it's pretty amazing. I mean, I think I've done that for one of my sons who loves to draw. He's an artist, and to prevent him or thinking about doing any of that, we got him plywood and spray paint, and you know he goes. Art, you know, it's awesome.
It is. It's amazing work. And the kids in Piru, like I said, we want to keep those kids that are kind of in the in-between ages of 13 to 18 out of trouble. And Piru has a youth sports program, but it only goes up to age 13. And so there's some kids that are still kind of left out and at risk. And we wanted to target those kids and keep them involved and having some outlet for them.
Right. So do you have any pro skaters coming or anything like that?
I do, but I have to have it confirmed, so I didn't want to announce anybody until I know for sure.
That's okay. That's okay. Okay, great. Well, I'm really excited about this. And again, it's next Saturday,
next
right,
Saturday.
From 1 to 6,
yes.
Correct? And is there an address on this?
It's actually, there is no address because it's in a really kind of strange little corner. It's at the corner of Via Fustero and Main Street. There's only two ways into Piru.
Okay.
And that's the main
and
one.
And that's it.
And that's the main one. It leads right up to Lake Piru, and you can't miss it.
Okay. I love it. Well, again, and what do we need from my listeners?
So we are asking for any kind of donation of new and used equipment. So safety equipment, pads, any skateboards or Razor scooters that people are no longer using, that to bring it down to the skate park, and we will hand it out to those kids that are in need.
Perfect. I love it. Okay. I'm going to try and get some stuff together for you. I love what you're doing. It's all about keeping our kids safe and keeping them busy. Yeah. So, all right. We have a caller who is going to go to the blue and gray. And they're on the line. Who are we going to speak with? William, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how are you? Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show.
I'm doing well, thank you. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I'm glad you got enough nerves up to call. I love it, I love it. So are you're going today?
I am. My uncle's a huge enthusiast of the Civil War era and has told me for a long time to go out and enjoy it, and I just happened to be in town.
Very good.
William, welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. What's your personal interest in the Civil War?
Well, I'm an artist, and I make sort of Civil War and Revolutionary War era flags, and make them out of metal and hand stitch them on canvas. And so, for me, it's just a way to get see sort of what they're wearing and sort of if I see anything I haven't seen before, just to give me ideas and. Just talk to people that are into that that history.
Very cool.
Of what happened. Yeah.
Very cool.
Sounds super awesome.
Yeah. Lou, did you have a question?
Oh, there's just a lot of people, and they live the whole life. It's amazing to
watch
them.
I heard it's the one of the better ones in California because they have a lot of cannons, and they have horses.
Are you going dressed up in regalia? Are you going as Abe Lincoln or something? Honestly,
I'm just going as myself today. But it might encourage me next year to dress up as Abe Lincoln.
Now you do know the North won, right?
Yes, I do. Okay. I do.
Just
I
making do. Sure, so you don't go out there with the rebel yell.
I love
it. I have lived in the South for 3 years.
Okay, wow. That's Beaumont Bacon right there, one of the three blonde moms, if you can't tell from her accent, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. So, all right, well, thank you so much for calling, and thank you for listening.
Yeah, and I'm hoping to get my butt down there, so I hope to see you there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna drag Sean with me.
There you go.
We'll take a photo and send it to you guys.
I would love that. Thank you so much. All right,
you are listening to
the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break. And you know what? Let's just give away something. Call us at, we've got tickets to Daniel Brinkley, and I'd love to give a set of those away. That's for next Saturday, November 16th from 1 to 4. And
just a fascinating guy. He got hit by lightning twice, died for 28 minutes, saw the light, so to speak, totally changed his life.
Yeah, and dying isn't his worst fear anymore, right?
Yeah.
And that's what he's going to talk about. He's going to talk about why we should enjoy every minute of our life. That's what it's about.
That's my philosophy.
Yeah, Lou had several surgeries, and that's kind of, what your whole theory in life is. It is what it is, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
Live every day as if it's your last, and you have no regrets.
There you go. All right, so let's give a couple sets of tickets away right now. Get your name in right now at the Kim Pagano Show, 805-650-1590. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to a couple of the three blonde moms, and we got tickets for that, too. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on the brighter side
of the 805.
You got it.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend.
woman, I've been down there on the phone.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter. And that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Good morning, 8:05.
All right, Sean.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show on 1590.
There you go, and there you go. And we are the
Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 8:05.
God, what's in your coffee this morning?
Extra coffee.
I guess so. All right. Gosh, well, we have been giving away lots and lots of stuff, and I do want to remind you of our phone number here at the 805-650-1590. You want to get your name in? We got lots of stuff. We're going to be talking to the blonde moms right now. We got two of them here. I already talked to one a week ago, and I'm so glad that, you know, it's like three blonde moms. See how they run. And, you know, we got Beaumont Bacon here, and we got Donna Cherry.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
Are you awake, Miss Madonna?
Yeah. I got her number already, uh-huh. Huh? Yeah, yeah, we got her. I got Beaumont over here, and where are you, Donna?
I'm at home. I've got boys with a slumber party for, you know, sleepover type thing. So.
Yeah, you're such a mom, you know. You're such a mom. So,
it's his birthday. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I know. So tell us about, okay, Thursday, Three Blonde Moms, Civic Arts Plaza, and we are going to be having fun. We're having a ladies' night out there. But how did you guys get started?
Got a phone call from Joan Fagan, the producer-director, and we all have done stand-up for years individually, and she brought us all together as moms doing stand-up, telling our story.
Right. That is so much
fun. And
we
just celebrated our 10th anniversary doing the show.
Woohoo!
10th. Yeah. Okay, so I want to ask you, are you guys really friends out of the studio?
We hate each other.
Just
we can work together, but you got to draw the line somewhere.
Really?
No, of course we are.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Okay. So are you guys true to your characters? That's what I want to know. I mean, are you guys who you are on stage? Are you still who you are then?
Donna is. She still has that very sexy, slutty thing happening, and it works for her.
God bless you, Beaumont.
I know. You look fantastic up there. We all just want to wring your neck.
Well, as I always say, that, you know, anybody could be a hottie. It's how high maintenance you want to be. So it really has to do with, you know.
Oh, so I'm just not putting the work in, am I?
Oh,
slacker.
I don't know.
I am a slacker.
I love it. Okay, so Beaumont Bacon, first of all, what's your personality and what's your stage personality?
I'm physical. feisty, physical.
I could already tell. She, like, almost knocked me down in the parking lot here, you know. So.
And that was with my car.
Yeah. Well, and how about you, Donna?
In terms of my personality, I'm kind of all over the place. I love to sing. I love to dance. I was raised really unusually. I was raised in South America with missionary parents, and then we came to California. So in terms of how I come on stage, I just kind of give the potpourri that is my life.
Oh.
And how it's been sprinkled with motherhood and my lovely, charming children. In fact, I sometimes refer to myself as Snow White and the Three Little Pigs.
Oh. Okay. So let me ask you a question. Okay, so Donna, I hear that you opened up with Barry Manilow, right? And we're on ABC's Desperate Housewives. And so, yeah, were you a Desperate Housewife?
No, though I am desperate. I am a housewife. So yes, but it's like saying you're one of the housewives of Beverly Hills, and meanwhile you live in Beverly Hills adjacent. So no, yes, I was on the show, but I wasn't one of the Desperate Housewives. I played a nurse to Kyle MacLachlan. Had a wonderful time. It's my favorite show. It was my favorite show. And I just had a blast doing it.
Wow. Oh.
So, yeah, no, I had a blast. And then Barry was a wonderful guy to tour with, very generous, gave a lot of stage time, and whenever I can, I try to stay in touch with him.
Wow. Hey, you know what? We're going to keep you on the line right now, and you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Can you stay with us? And we're going to take a really quick break. We'll be right
back.
Should
we do a giveaway first?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do a quick giveaway.
Let's open up our line, 650-1590. We are getting your names right now for a VIP list for this Thursday for the Three Blonde Moms over at Civic Arts Plaza. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side
of the 805.
That's
the
right.
Only bright side of the 805.
There you go. There you go. I got my husband here, Lou, and Sean and Tom.
I like a full studio.
Is
when
it
we
fun?
Have this in-studio.
I like to roll like this.
It makes it nice. Yeah. Call-in interviews are fun, but when they're in the studio, there's another
element. Oh,
yeah.
It's like that
element.
Energy.
And we got sizzling bacon in the studio, in the house.
We got bacon bits. She's like, I love it. Okay.
Even the Foley artist. Right?
Okay. I love it. We got three blonde moms, and we got one Donna on the phone who's looking pretty, and she's at home getting ready, right? And I got Beacon Bacon here, right?
Oh, here at 4:30 in the morning.
Hey,
with
you're
bags
awesome.
Under my eyes.
I love it. We're going to have some fun pictures.
We are.
And we got Jules here who put this whole skate park together. And
Yeah, actually, during the break, she was showing me some of the photos of the skate park. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's got a huge bowl in it and tons of rails and flat tops and stairs. And
are you a skater?
So let's go skating, Sean.
Back when I didn't care about breaking my wrist
so
much.
Yeah, I know. It's like, that's what my husband.
And it's right next door to a hospital.
No.
Oh,
is
perfect.
It? No. No.
We
all right.
Can airlift you.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Nice. We're not even going to go there right now. Anyways, well, gosh, we've talked about Bank of Books. We've talked about... Gosh, we have on our next show, I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. From 2 to 3, we've got lots of great things that we're talking about.
Should we do, because it's probably the last day to give it away, the blue and gray tickets?
Yeah, let's do that right now. In fact, tell Cheryl that we are going
to...
Let's
take caller number 3 this time.
Okay, caller number 3 for the blue and gray. That is today and tomorrow, and you will be put on the VIP list for the Kim Pagano Show. We'll get your number and we'll call you. So give us a call right now, 650-1590, 650-1590. And also get your name in for the Danny and Brinkley. That is this Thursday. This Thursday is Three Blonde Moms over at the Civic Arts Plaza, 7:30. We're having a ladies' night out. And then next Saturday, I know, Donna, are you excited? You're going to be there. You know that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure. And then next Saturday, we're going to be going over to the Center for Spiritual Living, and that is with Danny and Brinkley. Yeah, but he saw the light, and he died and came back, and he's going to talk about it. So
now, you know, that light was a lightning bolt. So
two of them.
Two. Oh,
what's the chances of that, though? Seriously, what's the chances of being hit by it twice? I don't know. Silence.
Is it
hello?
Lucky or unlucky?
I don't know. So anyway, so we've got Donna Cherry on the other line. We got Beaumont Bacon in here, and we are giving away tickets to get on the list for the Three Blonde Moms next Thursday. So I want to know, is your mom, okay, we were going to kind of talk about mommy moments, okay? Is there any fun mommy moments that you guys can share with my listeners? Any, like, crazy or any, you know, stuff? It's funny because I was posting this on Facebook, and I was like, what kind of mom am I, you know?
Well, how old are your children?
Oh, I've got a 29-year-old daughter, okay, and then a 23-year-old daughter, and then a 19-year-old son and an 18-year-old son.
Okay, wow. So you do have some teens in
yes,
there.
I got all teens now.
Yeah, I just stepped into the teen world.
Oh, and let me just tell you. Oh, God. I love it. So here's a question. Is all of a sudden your kids are not going to like you anymore. They're going to think you know nothing. You realize
well,
that?
Well, for the very first time I heard, I hate you, mother.
Yeah.
The very first time.
Yeah.
And it's like, what happened to little cutie britches that I raised? You know, all of a sudden.
Do you just have one?
No, I have two.
Okay.
So I'm waiting for the other one to catch up with the smart mouth, too. And
yeah. Well,
oh,
they just take lessons.
Hope they never do, because my other one is really mouthy, my big one, and then the little one is still really sweet.
Oh, okay. We'll get over that.
Because
no.
Here comes the train.
Yeah, exactly. But now, Donna, what are your best mommy moments?
My best or my most, well...
Memorable, I guess you would say.
I was able to send my big one off to college, and I was thrilled, and I hate to say it, I actually rewrote the Cup song, you know, how you got a ticket for the college now, won't need my Prozac every day, but I sure don't miss his sweet company, because he's not going to bug me, what do you say? So that's actually
that's pretty good, Donna.
Thanks. But it's kind of mean. And you think about it and you go, now shouldn't I just miss my little boy every single day? And the answer is absolutely not. I'm actually thrilled. He's gone. It's terrible to say. However, in terms of mommy moments that are sweet and poignant, I can think of my little one right now because I got a room full of little boys downstairs in the sleeping bags. And the little one is so sweet, so kind on a regular basis. It just kind of floors me. And the thing that, the fact that he has to grow up, like, why? Why? Can't you just be there, banned forever?
Yeah. You know, let's see if we get any listeners that want to contribute any mommy stories out there. And 650-1590. And we're talking to two of the three blonde moms, and they are going to be having their performance. Is it a performance? Are you guys going to be dancing?
It is definitely a performance.
It's just comedy, or is it a little bit of everything?
It's a little bit of everything.
Kind
Donna
of a hybrid
sings
show.
And, yeah.
Oh, a hybrid show. Okay, I like that. Okay.
And we
save our gas.
There's a four-minute video that kind of introduces all of us at the beginning, and then we come out and do what I lovingly call a trialogue,
okay,
which is all of us doing a monologue but together.
Okay.
And then we separate it out, and Joni starts and does her 20 to 25 minutes. And then I do mine, and in mine I also do singing impressions. And then when Beaumont comes out, she does her roaring 20 to 25, and then we close the show together.
I love it. Now, question, okay, are you anything, let's start with Beacon. Are you anything like your
Beacon.
Mom?
What?
Beacon, yeah, do you like that? What am I saying here? Okay, so Beaumont, are you, look at, I put, really? Okay, so Beaumont, are you anything like your mom?
Only in the sense that she can sing, and that I, thank goodness, got some of her sweeter qualities. But my sense of humor is definitely from my father.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
How you, okay. How about you, Donna?
Oh, I think I am definitely more like my mom. She has relocated to heaven.
Oh, I'm
and
sorry to hear
I,
that.
And I okay. miss her very much. But I have to tell you that half the time I just hear her in me when I'm talking to the boys, especially when I'm scolding them. Like, oh, my mom's alive and well. She's right here all the time. In fact, she's a character in my comedy, and she's from Ohio, and she spoke very properly.
Did you ladies ever think you were going to be doing this? Like, you know, when you think about it, I never thought I would have a radio show. I've been a hair therapist, and my mom did that, you know, and so
what is hair therapy?
Oh, just step outside. I'll help you.
All right.
No,
you're saying my hair needs some help?
No. But you know what it is? It's actually giving you the exact look for your lifestyle.
I love it.
Yeah. And so instead of just sitting in my chair and saying, or sitting in somebody's chair and they say, what do you want?
Yeah.
Right? I actually kind of dive in a little bit deeper, and I find out how you're going to take care of it.
You are deep.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. So, you know, it's not like a little scary there, right? We do have a winner, and let's see. Okay, is it Sandy that's on the phone?
Sandy's on the phone. She's a winner of the Three Blonde Moms, and
yay,
I think she has a
Sandy.
Mommy comment.
Okay, Sandy, are you there?
Yes.
No, Sandy, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, welcome. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, great. Where are you calling from?
Ventura.
Okay. And so do you have a mommy moment? What? How many children do you have?
Seven
children.
Wow. That's a full house.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, what are the ages?
36, 35, 29, 26, 25. 19 and 16.
Hut,
oh my!
Hut,
yay!
Hut,
yeah, you almost
hut.
Have a baseball.
Go long.
Wow. And so, are you a grandma?
Of ten.
Oh my God!
No,
it just
five.
Of five, it gets bigger and bigger. Wow. All right. And how long have you been listening to the Kim Pagano Show?
Oh. Probably about a year.
Awesome. Wow. We have your phone number. And so, what was your best moment that you can remember?
Well, the one that. The funniest, I think, is we've adopted five of our children, and one morning I woke up and my 25-year-old, who's now 25, was one, and my daughter was five, and my older boys had gotten up and they had said, "You sleep in today, Mom. We're going to take care of the kids." Well, I walked out the door, and my one-year-old was running down the hall, and I said, "Christina, what did you do?" And she came in, and she goes, a black boy, and he put
powder
deodorant over his
body. Oh God, I
and
love
he was
it.
Totally white.
Oh, that is pretty funny. Okay, I think it goes to you. That's pretty cool. So did you discipline or did you laugh?
Oh, I laughed.
Okay.
And then told my husband he better hurry up and get out here and change my son back to white.
Oh.
Or back to black.
I love it. All right. Well, one, thank you for adopting all those wonderful children. And I'll give you a call later. And thank you for listening to the Kim Pagano Show and, you know, share my show with everyone.
Pardon?
Share my show with all your friends.
Oh, thank you.
You got
three
it.
Kids
we'll see you at the show.
The three kids that are still at home love the show, so we've been listening.
Awesome. Very good. All right. Well, thank you so much, Sandy. And you are listening. Bless you.
Thank you. Excuse me.
All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We got a full studio here. We got Sean and Tom and Lou and Beaumont and Jules. And we got Cheryl on our line. Our phone number here is 650-1590. And we are the brighter side of the 805. We got Donna on our line. Mm-hmm. And so, question, Donna. I mean, talk to us. Are you guys, is it hard to be funny if you're not? We're already left. Okay, yeah. Yeah. You know
me,
what? We are actually We are at the end of our show. I am so sorry. So I want to thank all of you for being here.
Happened?
I know. All of a sudden, it was so much fun. But I do want to end my show and say definitely listen to our 2 o'clock show, 2 to 3, right here on AM 1590. And, of course, I want to end my show with a moment of happiness. Good things come to those who believe. Better things come to those who are patient. And the best thing that comes to those who don't give up. And you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
The brighter side of the 805.
You
thanks,
got
everyone.
It. Stay with us, and we'll be back at 2 o'clock. Thanks a lot. Have a great week.
Identification.
Weird News Talk, 1590 KVTA.
Ventura, Oxnard,
Rapid Area.
And I learned how.